in between the second and third matches here. Jared Slubby with you. Big 7 Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's get you caught up on what you might have missed if you're just joining us. So Holton taking on Sabetha to start things off. The Holton played mistake-free volleyball on their opening match. The Wildcats dominated the Blue Jays at the net and took advantage of opportunities for kills whenever they were presented to them. Sabetha had no answers for senior Brooke Flewelling up front and junior Cora Miller, and made some miraculous, ridiculous digs to keep some of their plays alive. Holton won that match 25-17, 25-16. Hiawatha started off strong in their match against Sabetha, winning the first set with junior hitter Abby Elfner getting some unhittable kills. However, Sabetha would come bounce back with their best set of the day as they were able to get the points on some long rallies, which is something they hadn't really been able to do all day. In the final set, the Red Hawks got off to a hot start, but the Blue Jays rattled off some points to take a 14-7 lead in the final frame. Hiawatha then would generate a 9-0 run to take the lead. It was back and forth for a few points to make it 18-18. Then Hiawatha would finish strong to win the set and the match. 25-16, 17-25, 25-21 was the final in the second match. Sabetha, they fall to 7-6 in Big 7 play, 17-14 in the regular season as they go 0-2 on the try. Taking a look at the updated standings now, well, as updated as it can be, Nemaha Central and Hiawatha are now tied for first place at 10-1 in league play. Of course, Nemaha Central in action tonight. They are at a try at Jefferson West. We'll hope to maybe get you some scores for that as the night progresses, but we will see. Nemaha Central, the number one team in Class 2A. They are 29-1 overall. They're hosting the regional coming up on October the 22nd. As for Sabetha, they're 7-6. Keeps them at third place. They're 17-14 overall. Royal Valley and Holton are a full game back at 5-6. Royal Valley is 18-10. As for Holton, they are 13-15 for the time being. Perry LeCompton at 4-6 in sixth place, 9-17 overall. Jefferson West is in seventh, 3-8 overall, 9-20 on the regular season. As for Riverside, they're bringing up the rear at 0-10, 2-23 on the regular season. So again, you have Holton and Hiawatha, battle of the pinks. It looks like it'll be the pink with the dark blue numbers for Holton. As for Hiawatha, they're going to have their pink with the white letters. And, Justin, that'll be something that you'll have to try to adjust to start off with.
Yeah, I'm glad it's volleyball and they're both on their own side of court,
Good point.
So it's like we don't get them intertwined and mixed up like it was basketball or football or some other sport. So definitely a lot of pink, but that is the theme. They did the pink out in the senior night for the Holton volleyball girls. Looks like some of the football guys and suits there to help support them. Here through this next match, so it'll be fun to watch. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's been a fun night so far. We have one match still left to go. We're going to send it back to the studio for a few more minutes as we have about 6 minutes till we get things underway between Holton and Hiawatha. Big 7 volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is currently hiring for part-time and full-time pharmacy technicians. Only a high school diploma is required, as other training will be provided for you. Competitive wages and benefits. If you or somebody you know is interested in the pharmacy technician positions at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, drop off your resume in person at Medical Pharmacy. Medical Pharmacy is located adjacent to the Holton Hospital, or you can contact Joe Gilliland directly at 785-364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is an equal opportunity. Opportunity employer.
Your body's got me weak. You're Mozart in the sheets. You make a sinner out of me. I'm a meter priest. And I'll be singing holy. I like your soul, baby. You got that heart made of gold, baby. I'm gonna love you till I'm old, baby. I just
I like your soul.
I like your soul.
I like your soul.
I like your soul.
Don't need to be undressing to feel like you're impressing.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Medical Pharmacy in Houlton is currently hiring for part-time and full-time pharmacy technicians. Only a high school diploma is required, as other training will be provided for you. Competitive wages and benefits. If you or somebody you know is interested in the pharmacy technician positions at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, drop off your resume in person at Medical Pharmacy. Medical Pharmacy is located adjacent to the Houlton Hospital, or you can contact Joe Gilliland directly at 785-364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is an equal opportunity employer.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats at Troy is your custom meat processing source when you need your livestock processed. They have openings as early as January, so give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by their locker facility just south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats, where you'll receive top-notch service for your meat processing. Get your appointment for processing as early as January, and for you deer hunters this fall, remember that Anderson Meats can handle your deer processing. Again, give them a call at 785-985-2292. Or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Houlton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
This is Candleland Country.
Final match coming up. Jared Slippy alongside Justin Fluke, Houlton, and Hiawatha. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. As you mentioned, they have played already this season, and, well, Hiawatha trying to keep pace with Nemaha Central, and Houlton trying to get to a 500 record at least. I mean, Houlton is trying to finish in the top eight, and has their work cut out for them because the way the 4A substate works and how everything is seeded, you'd like to be in one of those top eight positions of 16 teams on the eastern side of the bracket. So certainly a lot to play for these teams. Hiawatha and Holston played last week, October the 4th. Hiawatha won in straight sets. So far tonight, Holston victorious 2-0 against Sabetha, and Hiawatha 1-0 as they won in three sets against the Sabetha Blue Jays. As we talked about, both teams are in their pink uniforms. We are about ready to let the volleyball fly.
And these teams might play again on Saturday in the Sabetha Invitational, but of course being a non-league. But still, those are some fun times, those tournaments on Saturday.
Getting a lot of games, a lot of volleyball, and time of year with only a week or so left plus in the regular season, you want to be playing some of your best volleyball, no doubt about it. Holston will be on the far side of the court. Again, we're streaming if you watch the live video and with our audio KNCA broadcast. Go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Holston or Hiawatha channel. We are underway. It's Grace Etzel with the serve, and Hiawatha sets it up and unable to dig it out. It's Llewellyn in the back row off the attack. It's killed by Sutton Spiller. Hiawatha gets point one.
And showing no signs of slowing down from that last match, and a very crucial first point as Holton trying to not get caught up in all the festivities going on today.
Moved by Hiawatha. Elfner there near the net. They send it to her in the middle, and she puts it down strong and hard to give Hiawatha a quick 2-0 start.
Elfner could have dunked it down off of the overpass, but she said, instead, no, give it to me. I want to really, really stick it to him here.
Good to Hiawatha, taken by Wilson. Etzel sets it across to Ashcraft, unable to put it away. Hiawatha with the dig. Now the approach sets off Holton's block, down and in. It's Maddie Simmons, the Hiawatha sophomore, giving the Redhawks the early 3-0 lead. Sutziller will continue to serve it here for Hiawatha. High first hit on the service return to the back row and hit across the Holton by Cora Miller. So good on that back row, as we alluded to earlier. A couple tough sets. They get it up for Elfner. Dug out by Etzel in the back row. There's another back row hit, and it's down and in by Cora Miller, the aforementioned. And a point for Holton as they are on the board now.
We talked about Miller. She's so deadly in the back part of the court, but also if she can run up and really lay into one like we did just see there, and that's something you have to factor in if you're Hiawatha.
Hiawatha's libero, Bryn Williams in the white jersey, handles the serve. Diller from the back row of the pike, but it's out wide to the right. And now 3-2 as Holton tries to dig themselves out of an early 3-point deficit. Served by Jade Phillips. And a spike into the net. Was it blocked? No. They say four hits. Has no block needed. Hiawatha's hit into the net there, and we're tied up at 3-3.
Good response by Holton after losing the first 3 points, getting three right back.
Phillips will serve to the back left side. Handled by Grace Morey. Williams gets it up to the front, and a nice dig, but it went backwards and out of play off of Cora Miller for the Wildcats. Their libero in the black. And it's 4-3 Redhawks as we have a substitution. In comes Hannah Twombly for Coach Brenda Steven Morgan. Holton unable to take the lead, but got back in it. Now it'll be Josie Delaney, record-setting setter, with the serve from the near side across the way. Timber Wilson, that's what goes to get it. From the back row, here's Cora Miller with the spike, dug out by Williams. Up to the front, bumped, and Elfner in the middle, can't put it away. Miller sends this one a mile high. Etzel cool across the court. Wilson back down and in from the front right to the back left. Been hit by Timber Wilson to tie us up at four.
Couldn't have executed that one any better. Sometimes very difficult to do. That pass was a little bit behind her, but still able to reach up high and get it over that and land it down in the right spot.
Cora Miller will serve. Ashcraft, Llewellyn, and Wilson on the front row for the Cats. Hiawatha's third hit. It's a free one coming across from Sutton Diller. Back set and a block off the attack there by Ashcraft. Over to Wilson. Her attempt partially blocked, but then off the right-hand stab on the back row of Sutton Dillers. The Hawks cannot keep it in play, and Holton has their first lead of this match at 5-4.
Again, Cora Miller, I mean, she's just phenomenal at keeping scrambles alive. She kind of just had those reflexes, threw her hands up, was able to knock it up in the air and keep it alive for Holton.
Serves to Williams near the net. Delaney brings it back. Elfner can't put it away. Hiawatha has the ball still on their side. Here's a back row spike by Williams. Dug out of there by Miller. Edsel sets it in the middle. Fluelling winds up. Williams with another nice dig. Delaney bumps it up to the left side. Pushed across by Diller. Miller again is there for Holton. They get it over to Wilson. Timber gets another kill. Timber Wilson with a couple of big K's, and Holton is up by two.
Now, Diller was there to try to return that. Just quite wasn't able to get her arms where they exactly needed to be.
For a Miller with the running jump serve and a good one. And a miscommunication after the first stab at it as two Hiawatha players caught looking at each other, unable to get the second hit. And now Holton is ahead 7-4. This after the Wildcats spotted Hiawatha the first 3 points of set number one. Miller time continues. Cora with another serve. Williams digs this one, but it goes backwards. Diller goes to get it. Now a freebie comes over the net from Twombly. Holton sets up Ashcraft, and her spike hit the net. Never went across. So it'll be 7-5.
The KNZA Weather Eye Meteorologist have another check of the forecast.
And maybe we'll get some rain. We're kind of excited about the forecast tonight. Maybe some thunderstorms. And an eighth serve is Abby Elfner. Had that one just clip the net and go on across. And Hiawatha's within a point now. 7-6 as the Redhawks will serve it from the near side. Elfner sends it over to Phillips on the right. Brought back in play by Fluelling and hit over by Cora Miller. Up near the net, there is Wilson. And Hiawatha can't pull it out of that net. As Holton leads it 8-6, it'll be Ashcraft to serve here for the Cats and Coach Crystal Bonstreicher. Ashcraft back to the deep middle. Williams, nice set by Delaney. A little dink, diving save by Holton, but they couldn't get out of their own way after initially it was kept alive by Jade Phillips. A couple other girls go tumbling out of bounds, but unable to save it. Hiawatha will serve within 1 point here. It's Maddie Simmons. Kaya Taylor reporting for duty for the Lady Redhawks. Here's Simmons, the sophomore, serving it to Miller. A mile high. It actually went over the net, and then who was it off of? Edsel was up there for Holton, and they say she touched it last, so we're tied up at 8-8. Couple big swings already. Hiawatha led 3-0. Then Holton went ahead by 3. Now we're knotted at 8. Taylor handles the serve. Edsel near the net does get it over. Now a spike by Hiawatha, and Holton tried to dig it out. They do get it across. Hiawatha keeps it alive, and through hits, another miscommunication. A couple times we've seen that, whether two players look at each other and it lands between them, or whether two players try to hit it at the same time. Just need to talk a little more.
Absolutely. Both teams kind of playing a little sloppy, and as a result, nobody's really able to get much momentum. And as for Hiawatha, they've got to get the Elfner back in this game and get her going.
Kimber Wilson serves for the Cats, who lead by one. Back set, a spike is blocked as Tannis Twombly winding up and couldn't quite get that one through. 10-8. Wildcats were in set one. Final match of the night. Both these teams beat Sabetha. Serve hit the net and went on over it. Timber Wilson had a couple of kills for Holton. Now has an eighth serve to her repertoire, and it's a three-point lead for the Cats. Serve by Wilson. Delaney sets it over to the left. Diller, that's going to be a kill off of Wilson and well out of play over onto the freshman court.
That was a much-needed point for the Redhawks. That was 3 unanswered points by the Wildcats. Now an opportunity to try to shorten this lead. It's been a very close, tight first set so far.
Grace Morey in. She'll serve. Miller handles that, and Edsel sets it up. Here's a big hit by Red Dieters. Williams digs it out near the net. Touched on over by Delaney. Taylor digs it for the Cats. Back row spike. Cora Miller. And that's in front of Williams, and a kill for Cora Miller from the back line. Holton back up by 3.
There's something to say about Miller. Her... She's such a vocalized leader. She really gets this team fired up. Whenever she makes a play, she's always screaming, getting the team together and getting some more momentum.
Tierra Dodd, a senior, and also the first appearance for sophomore Elizabeth Schuster into the Holton lineup here. As Hiawatha sets it, goes cross court. Can't put it away. Set in the middle for Schuster. And that's dug out of there by Diller for the Redhawks. Back up to Diller. Puts it across to the back right corner. Wilson hits it near the net. It's over. Now Williams sets it back up. Diller taps it across for the Redhawks. That's who will set it. Here's Holson's attack. That's Cedars off of deflection. And down on the Redhawks' side, now a 13-9 lead for the home team.
Holton's starting to clean things up. Past 2 points have been a lot more smooth, and they're able to rattle some off in a row.
Llewellyn's serve hit the net, went on across, and Hiawatha cannot return it. So Holton, maybe that home court, home net advantage. They've gotten some fortuitous pounces from that net early here.
Yeah, they had a great first match in serving as well. Got a bunch of aces against Sabessa.
Now up by five, biggest lead for either team. Hiawatha pushes it across. Taylor back pedals to get it. Etzel sets it up near side. Dieters again through the block. The Redhawks had both Delaney and Reschke there, but neither could stuff it. And now Holton leads 15-9. Llewellyn's third straight serve, dug by Simmons. Bumped by Williams. Up ahead and tapped across by Diller. Llewellyn sets. Etzel set. Back to the cross court goes Dieters. Can't put it away. Now Diller up big and down hard. Big kill there. Much needed by the Redhawks. It's Sutton Diller.
And she helped her own cause, too. She got the dig. It was a nice play by this senior, able to send it down as well for a kill.
Well, they've had a lead of six. Now it's five. And serving will be Annika Reschke here for the Redhawks. Wilson barely got to it. Popped up by one hand with Etzel. It's near the net. Both teams scrambling for it. Etzel now hits it to the back row. Reschke has it. Short set Delaney to Elfner. Now Holton on the attack. Back row spike by Cora Miller to the near left corner. Set by Delaney. Elfner, that's partially deflected by Schuster. Etzel's pushing it back to the right side. Scrambling out of bounds near the bench, and the Redhawks won't quite get there. Good vision by Grace Etzel to get that ball way back into this right side where Hiawatha was a bit caught off guard.
Yeah, the Redhawks tried that earlier, but they put too much loft on it. Just put, if you make it firm, there's nobody there. It's almost impossible to defend.
Serve for Holton. Comes from Etzel. Delaney back sets. Diller goes with the changeup. Miller there to dig it. Now Etzel back sets. This is Ashcraft, and that's down on the near side right line. Just in, and now 17-10. Holton is ahead. Their biggest margin of lead here in set number one. Etzel serves. Backpedaling. Taken by Simmons. Now Elfner gets a whack at it, puts it through off the deflection of the Holton block attempt. 17-11, and Hiawatha needing a little run here. It'll be Diller to do the service.
Yeah, they certainly do. Maybe a timeout is in order, but maybe not wanting to use one in the first set is Coach Stephen Morgan.
They just haven't seen many timeouts. I mean, I think Coach Stevie for Sabessa used one timeout, both their matches total. Stephen Morgan used two. I don't know if Holton's called a timeout, maybe one all night. Now a little frustration for Coach Bontrager as the miscommunication there by Holton gives Hiawatha another point, pulls the Redhawks within five. Down seven a moment ago. Good serve by Diller. Dug by Wilson. Back set. Here's Dieters. Little change up. Dug. Nice diving save by Sutton Diller. Now Hiawatha can't put it away. Holt keeps it alive. And from the back row, big hit by Cora Miller. Delaney pushes this one ahead. Big hit. Might have been going out by Hiawatha Simmons, but Holton keeps it alive. They do get it across with Dieters. Now a hit near the net. Delaney brings it back in play. Wilson is there. Etzel sets up. Here's Dieters again. Block. Dieters keeps it alive. Schuster trying to push it over. Back to Hiawatha's side. Elfner winds up. That's dug in the back row by Etzel. Right over the net to Hiawatha's side. Delaney far set to the left. And a dig by Cora Miller. Holton will have the opportunity to hit the basketball goal. And Miller spanks it way out of bounds into the Redhawk bench. Long volley there, won by the Hawks.
That was incredible volley by both teams. The first time we've had the basketball goal come into play. Last weekend, we were in Donovan West. It seemed like every other play came into play.
They were getting warmed up for the winter sports season, huh? There's a nice block by Hiawatha's Maddie Simmons. So from 17-10 to 17-14, and we got a timeout. Hiawatha Coach Pontrager says it's time to talk. We'll step away for a 30-second break. It's Big 7 League Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance. As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Kansaland Country.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, and Jared Sleppy with you at Holton High School. Senior night, pink out, both teams in pink, Hiawatha and Holton battling which team will be 2-0 tonight, which team will end up 1-1. Hiawatha's got a lot of momentum, four straight. They serve, Schuster's blocked for Holton. Hiawatha will set up, Delaney to the middle, Elser put it away, off the block attempt. And the Redhawks are right back within two.
This is what they needed, Hiawatha getting Elsner off the bench and right in the middle, and she is going to get a lot of looks here, try to get this thing back in Hiawatha's favor.
Back set, Dieters blocked, but out of bounds off Hiawatha this time. So from 17-10 to 17-15, pretty good little run. And now Holton gets the point as we get to the latter stage here of set number one. 18-15 our score. Jade Phillips in. She's a junior. She'll serve. Back middle to the back right. Dillard, Delaney, set. Wheeling around her is Elsner. Can't put that one away. Edsel sets it across to the deep back left corner. Now it's communication again. Two players hitting the ball for the Redhawks at the same time. And Holton leads 19-15.
Something about putting it on that back line makes things a little more tense, trying to drive it back towards the front, and some miscommunication by Hiawatha that time.
Jade Phillips, second straight serve. She'll send it to the left. This one is handled by Grace Morey. They get it ahead, and a little ding, but sliding underneath it is Edsel. Back row spike by Miller. Hiawatha digs it out. They tap it across with Simmons. Miller gets it to the net. Edsel sets it up. Here's Kemper Wilson. She is an all-state catcher, but pretty salty on the volleyball front line as well. It's Holton leads 20-15.
You could feel it. That was a big-time point. Holton needed that one, trying to pull away here in set number one.
Phillips again with the serve. Delaney sets it far left. Tried to the dink, but way out of bounds. Pushed across there by Maddie Simmons, but way left. After Hiawatha scored five straight, now Holton has answered with four of their own. Good serve by, oh, I thought it was a good serve, but it didn't quite get over. It hit the net, fell back on Phillips' attempt.
Just missed that one by a few centimeters, I think. That would have been trickling over the net, dropping down for an ace.
Five in a row for Hiawatha, four in a row for Holton. Now the Redhawks serve. Wilson gets underneath it. Edsel back set. Here's Elizabeth Schuster. Dug out of there by Delaney. Somebody else has to set it. Another miscommunication. Williams there along with Twombly, and but Stephen Morgan saying, come on, girls. You got to communicate here. It's late in set one. 22-16 our score. Cora Millett will serve it to the Wildcats. To the right side, dug by Diller. Back set, Elfner down in the back row. Off the hand of Edsel. And on the hardwood floor, it's 22-17. I will also have another run in him. Go time here, trailing by a nickel. Back set, back row spike, and Miller hits it into the net. Says, my bad. And this time the jump a bit that opportunity, and the Redhawks are within four. Serve to Miller. It's over the net. Hiawatha ready for it. Right there is Reschke and Simmons to tap it back down.
One thing about this set, Hiawatha has really been able to get both of their attackers going. Diller hasn't really been much involved up front, and Elfner has been. When she's been up front, she's been very good, but when these past few points hasn't really been able to get anything going.
3B coming across for Holton. Hiawatha will set it up to the far left, and Simmons hits it into the net. 23-19. Redhawks made a little rally there, but that'll be Darcy Ashcraft serving here for Holton. Set one of this final match of the night. Ashcraft, short serve, and it hits the floor. Williams dove, but could not quite get underneath it. Now it's set point.
That had some nasty topspin on it. Made her dive in a hurry.
Darcy Ashcraft again, this time trying to end it, but serves it into the net instead. A second what's that point coming here at 24-20?
I don't think you mind that too much, being aggressive on that serve, trying to maybe have it hit the net and trickle over.
Yeah, a little bit of a cushion for Holton, at least at the moment here. Served by Simmons for the Redhawks. Kaya Taylor gets there, but bumps it near the net, and Edsel tried to punch it across, hits it out of bounds. That first hit against Sokey, and now the lead is 3. Another serve for Simmons. This is the third set point opportunity that Holton has had. Serve to Taylor to the right. Lloyd has to help and cuts across by Timber Wilson. Now Hiawatha. Diller has the two-hand push it to the back row. Phillips is there. Edsel sets up Timber Wilson, and she missed it. Just a bit too much on that hit. So Holton has blown 3 set point opportunities, and Hiawatha singing the Bee Gees now, staying alive.
Yeah, the Wildcats, they had an opportunity on a free ball. It just couldn't capitalize.
4 set points, right?
Yeah.
This serve handled by Miller. Edsel bats. Sets, and now that got stuck in the net. How does that happen, Jared?
The antenna, I guess, is kind of warped around it a little bit. I think that's what's holding it on there. I've never seen that before.
Well, 24-23. I want to score 4 straight to stay alive. Holton over to Flewelling. She can't put it away. Dug by Williams. Delaney sets it up. Diller off the deflection down and in. We're tied at 24.
Free volleyball.
I thought maybe a timeout was coming one of the last 2 or 3 points, but Coach Bontrager waited all the way until Hiawatha tied this up at 24-24.
Wow.
And now wants to try to settle down the team. So it was 24-19, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Hiawatha had
5 in a row.
They didn't have very many opportunities prior to that point, but once they started getting those opportunities, they were finally able to capitalize on that. Was something that I was talking about, not getting their hitters going early. Now they're starting to get into a rhythm, rattling off a bunch of points in a row is what they do best, and all of a sudden we're going at extras.
But Holton, you know, kicking themselves, frustrated and struggling with confidence at the moment, just blowing 5 set point wins against the number 2 team in the Big 7 League. Again, serving is Maddie Simmons. She's been on a roll here late in game 1. Serves this with Taylor backpedaling, has it. Edsel will set it to the back row. Cora Miller with the spike. Dug out of there by Williams. Delaney near the net. Sets it over to the left. Diller goes up. Dug out of there by Miller. Towards the end of the hole. Bench of the Wildcats cannot save it. And now it's Hiawatha match point. After Holton blew 5 of them in a row, the Redhawks have a chance to win it. What a rally and finish for Hiawatha. 25-24. Here's the serve by Maddie Simmons. Miller. They set it over to Wilson. Timber. Bumped low, and we're tied at 25. Timber Wilson at the right time, and now she'll serve for Holton.
Yeah, what a treat. We still get one more set of this, Justin.
At least, right?
Yeah, at least.
Tied at 25. Timber Wilson to serve for Holton. To the middle. Simmons gets underneath it. Delaney sets it over to Diller again. Diving save by Miller. Went over the net. Hiawatha will set it back to Diller again. This one dug out by Miller. Edsel goes to set it up near the net. Here's a spike by Dieters. Dug out of there by Diller. Diller gets it back from Delaney. This one bumped near the net. Popped up in the air by Holton. And at the net, it lands on Holton's side. A second set point opportunity coming up here for the Redhawks.
Yeah, Holton just on the defensive. It seemed like that entire point, Hiawatha, it was only a matter of time before they finally landed one.
Serving is Grace Moore. Just checked in. Trying to give Hiawatha a big comeback win. Edsel sets back row. Miller, and tough hit, but on the third one, it doesn't quite go over. It's a bonus volleyball, 26 apiece. So 2 match points for Hiawatha blown, 5 match points for Holton blown. Nobody could put away game 1. Edsel, servant, Brooke Llewellyn serving for Holton. Diller gets the set, went for the dink. Dug out of there by the Cats and bumps over the net by Flewelling. Williams gets it up to Delaney, sets it in the middle. Big hard spike down and in. Back left corner, it's Annika Reschke. And Hiawatha will have their 3rd set opportunity.
Elfner now checking into the game for Hiawatha. She'll be up front.
Stephen Morgan's been waiting a while on that, right? Task just got harder for the Wildcats. Serve handled by Taylor. Edsel set. Here's Rin Peters. That's blocked. And then it hit Peters' shoulder. And Hiawatha with the comeback win. 28-26. It took set point opportunities. Five blown by Holston before Hiawatha put this one away.
Yeah, the first point that Elfner comes in, she gets a block. I mean, she is just such a good playmaker on all facets of the game.
A difference maker indeed. Let's take a timeout. 28-26, Hiawatha wins game one. They come from down seven and save off five set points to win this one in extra. We'll head to set number two after a two-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Kansaland Country.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Jared Fleppy with you on to set number two. And the first hit by Holton is on the back line. It's Cora Miller getting a kill. And the Wildcats lead 1-0. It was Hiawatha that took the first set, 28-26. Hiawatha on the near side. They get it to Elfner in the middle, and she puts it away. 2-0 quick start Redhawks. They were up 3-0 in game one, although it was Holton that went ahead 17-10, their biggest lead. Led 22-16, led 24-18 before Hiawatha came all the way back to win it. Also sets it up for Schuster. That's blocked. Elfner there at the net saying, not today. Miller from the back line will hit it to Williams. Delaney sets it up on the right side. Diller with the attack. Etzel's hit goes backward. Miller chases it to bring it back in. And the third hit is across by Elizabeth Schuster. Here's the short set middle. And Elfner off the high Holton deflection. Did I miss the point? I thought it was 2-0. I guess they had 1-1 on the scoreboard. Now it's 2-1.
Yeah, first point was won by,
Miller. Yeah. So 2-1 now. Hiawatha takes the lead. Close out the first set, 28-26 did the Redhawks. Edsel sets Peters. That's blocked. Boy, Hiawatha getting a lot of blocks at the net. Here's Peters again. Tried to dink, but dug out of there by Diller. Delaney sets it ahead, and he's too close to the net. Simmons couldn't get underneath it enough. We're tied at two.
And she just tried to gently tap it up over a couple of defenders, which, I mean, at that point, it's very difficult to just get it over. Might as well try something a little risky.
2-2 ties. Jade Phillipson, she'll serve for Holton. Both teams wearing pink. And a tough first hit there by Hiawatha. They can't bring it out of the net. So a 3-2 Holton lead. Phillips will serve it again. transferred by Phillips to the left side, handled by Twombly. The back set goes to Elsner, and that time she put it a bit too hard. Blair Miller really trying to fire up the Holton team over there. They're ahead now 4-2. Here comes to Diller. Delaney sets it back to Diller from behind the spike line. Dug out by Edsel, bumped by Holton, and now tapped across. Holton also for the first time today has Tatum Duran, another senior out there off the bench. Duran on the front row. Here's Phillips handling this spike. Edsel brings it back to the middle, and Schuster gets it across. Too many free hits, though, for Holton, and a power kill by Abby Elsner.
Already her second of the set. She's starting to get going, but now she'll go to the back line to serve this.
Seems like Holton's third hits are all just kind of freebies going over right now. They're not getting anything moving towards the net and set up for spike attempt. Elsner serves. Wilson gets it back now from Edsel, and she missed it. Bit too long and strong, and we're tied at four.
I think there was some frustration behind that one. That was quite the swing by Wilson, but unfortunately wasn't able to get it down.
I don't know how you're not super frustrated. You're Holton right now. If that serve hits the net, it'll be an ace. Elsner will have it again. It's Hiawatha leads by one. Yeah, I mean, watching the five set points just gradually sift away. Frustration for sure. Now here's Miller janking one out of bounds on the serve return. Coach Bontrager out to talk to her team and encourage him a little bit harder. Hiawatha's taking a 6-4 advantage. Elsner on the serve line again, right to Miller. Gets this one up. Edsel sets Wilson. And from her backside, nice shot by Diller to keep that one alive. Pushed across by the Red Hawks, and then we have a... I missed it, Jared. What was the call?
I did, too. Yeah, I was looking at the action, and then officials called it. But
did
it
they call
like...
her a lift whenever Dutton was laying on her back and kept that one alive?
Possibly, yeah. I think that might be... I think you're right, Justin.
Might have been a lift call there on that hit. Miller serves for Holton. They trail by one. Williams gets under it. Now... spike by Simmons. Holton digs it out. Miller from the back line. And they got a double hit, I think, on Holton that time. And player hit it twice. So Hiawatha leads 7-5. After the Redhawks took the opening set 28-26. That's the nice set. Kimber Wilson.
I tell
that's
you what,
prettier than it actually works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was about to say, I mean, those tiny little sets that just barely pop up over the net, if you can execute that perfectly, it's so difficult to defend.
Holds it down, one tally, 7-6. Kaya Taylor to serve for the Cats. Simmons in the back row, Delaney sets it to the left, Diller dug out of there by Miller. There's communication, but now Wilson has it. Miller taps it across. Williams again digs it. Now the set, a little sink by Hiawatha's Reschke. Here's Miller for the Cats. Almost hit the net and unable to quite get underneath at that time was Bryn Williams as Holton has tied this game at 7. Tied at 4s a little bit ago. Holton now just trying to force a third set as Taylor has it hit the net. Go on across and drop. Holton will take him anyway they can get him right now.
Yeah, I think she knows she got away with that one. Kind of came off the side of her hand. Looked like she was trying to go towards the middle, went off the side of her hand, and just creeps over and falls down for an ace.
Taylor again clears the net this time, but the hit goes backwards off of Reschke. Out of play, and it pulled to 9, and Hiawatha 7. Serve again for Taylor, her third. Deeper this time to Simmons in the back row. Spiked by Williams. Might have been going out, but Miller hit it. And they get it over to Wilson, and Timber put another one away. Timber Wilson playing her final game in volleyball at Holton High School. Put the Cats on her back a bit right now. Taylor will keep serving. The Holton girls lead by 3. A fourth serve for Taylor. It all started with one that hit the net and went on across. Simmons digs this one out. Now the hit by Twombly. Miller is there. Edsel sets Timber Wilson again. This one, tremendous decision, but Simmons took a stab at it at the last moment. Could not keep the ball in play.
I'll tell you what, a 4 8-point lead in a match like this kind of feels like an 8-point lead when it's been this close, this tight, all match long. It's a pretty big point coming up here for Hiawatha, trying to get the momentum back on their side.
A lot of mini runs, but right now, Kaya Taylor on that serve line, and an ace as Twombly ducked underneath it. Nobody was behind her. And Taylor will keep serving with the Cats up 12-7.
Yeah, my memory is correct. It's three aces in the last 5 points.
Top of more, Kaya Taylor. Set to the back row to Simmons. Taylor digs it. Brought back into play by Edsel near the middle. Little tap by Fluelling. Hiawatha digs it out. Good save by Delaney. And Diller gets it a mile high to the back left corner. Taylor backpedaling has it. Edsel might save it to net. Miller from the back row. It's down and in. Holton's run will continue. And Coach Stephen Morgan not taking a timeout, but instead going to make a substitution change here to try to stop some momentum.
I tell you what. If there's any college coaches listening out there, poor Miller. Write the name down.
She wants to play college volleyball for sure.
She's phenomenal. She's got to play somewhere.
Set it. And that is out. A little bit of frustration. And the hit by Diller sails out. Kaya Taylor started serving at 7-7, right? 6-7? She served like 8 in a row, including 3 aces, as Jared mentioned. Here's a spike by Hiawatha. That's dug by Phillips. Edsel sets up Wilson Timber. I think that one was outside the antenna. The ball landed in, but Wilson was running out of real estate on that set, pushing her out of bounds, and it's now 14-8.
Hey, match of runs. Hiawatha, it's your turn. Got to gear up right here.
Holton's big lead there was 14-7 for a moment. Now Wilson again. Williams gets underneath that one. It's set across the net, but Taylor has it for the Cats. Edsel in the middle to Fluelling. Can't put that one away. Morey is there. They set it up to Diller on the left, but her head into the net. Sutton, one of the 5 Red Hawks seniors. Timing just appears a little bit off right now for the Red Hawks. So Peters checks back in for the Wildcats, and Timber Wilson will serve. 15-8, Holton here in set number 2. They blew 5 set point opportunities and lost game 1 in extras. Set to the middle, Fluelling a little dink. That's saved by Delaney, coming to help out. It's Reschke, and now Delaney sets back row, and Simmons with a hard hit, but dug by Miller. Here's a spike by Timber Wilson behind the line, set by Delaney. Doesn't quite go over the net, and Holton's going to get that point. The score's doubled up at 16-8.
Yeah, after what happened last set, pretty difficult to believe what's going on right now. But at the same time, you know, Hiawatha, they come back. It's not over yet.
Spike by Reschke is good as Hiawatha gets a much-needed point there. Reschke with the kill to make it 16-9. I mean, don't count out Hiawatha. They had their backs against the wall, scored like 6 straight points in that first set to come away with the win. Here's a shank off the serve, but Holton, they get it across the well out of bounds. Point for Hiawatha. They're within 6. Serve again by Reschke. Taylor digs. Edsel set. Sink blocked at the net by Delaney. Edsel will try it again to Rent Dieters. That one's dug out by Simmons. Little dink by Elfner. Hiawatha has it returned on a nice side by Timber Wilson of the Cats. Elfner will try another spike, and that one is off the paws of Timber Wilson and on the floor.
Now, the first time in, I think, a little while that the Red Hawks have put a couple of points together in a row. Now, let's see if they can keep building off of it.
Good time to make a run with Elfner up there at the net, right?
Absolutely.
They were down 16-8 a moment ago, now serving at 11-16. Edsel back sets Fluelling, and her hits into the net. It's 16-12, and Coach Bontrager pops up quickly. Thought maybe she was taking a timeout. Had a few other players come with her near the court, but nope, not going to take one here. A game of runs for sure. Reschke doing it all for Hiawatha right now, but there's a kill from deep by Cora Miller. We'll check out for a bit as Elizabeth Schuster comes in on the front row.
Diller, Elfner still on that front line. They're on opposite sides. Elfner on the left, Diller on the right.
Sure for Holton. Delaney back sets. Here's Diller down the right side. Welling takes care of it. Now they set Dieters. That's deflected, and Williams gets underneath it. set it up to Elfner. Blocked back on the Redhawks side. Elizabeth Schuster. Six footers up there at the net doing battle face to face. And Holton leads 6-6. 18-12. Llewellyn's next serve. Dug by Williams. Brought back into Delaney. Diller. Oh, a miss. And it was out. I think Llewellyn actually went for that ball, but she missed, and it's a break for Holton.
Yeah, almost like that play over here we saw that went in between with Sabetha's legs. I think it was Schmelzley's legs.
Iwasa pushes this one across. Taylor with the dig. Llewellyn bumps towards the net. Tapped over by Schuster. Iwasa digs it, and Delaney has it. And a miscommunication. Three players caught looking at each other. The ball lands between them. And Holton again, leading late. Could close out the first one. This lead is even bigger. 8 points now, the biggest margin of the match. Deep serve handled by Morey. Delaney sets Elfner, and nobody's home. Elfner with an easy kill there as Holt caught off guard and out of place just a bit. Now, Miller never plays the front. She's a libero, kind of like Williams. I mean, they're both defensive specialists. They come in and just kind of manhandle that back row and keep a lot of balls alive. Well, this is Holton and Williams for Hiawatha. Here's a hit by Rhett Dieters. Morey able to pop it up. Delaney to the back line. Williams sends it wide right out of bounds. So Holton leading 21-13, trying to force a winner-take-all third set. That's his second serve. Handled by Morey. Now Delaney sets it well to the left, and this hit is on the line. With Maddie Simmons, picture perfect, because the Hawks really needed that one.
Absolutely. They've now won three in the last four. Can they keep it up? Got to keep it going. Still got a long ways to go. 7-point deficit for Hiawatha.
At the net, couple girls battling, and Hiawatha wins the battle as Abby Elfner. Making her presence known again. It's 21-15.
We talked about her ability to make great kills, but her defensive effort just as good.
Miller goes sliding underneath the serve. Here's a back set to Dieters. That's blocked. Schuster pops it up. Hit across by Etzel. Nice diving save by Williams. Little push across for Hiawatha by Simmons, but Holton is there. Miller from the back row. Williams hits it near the net, and the Hawks can't pull it out of that twine. 22-15 as Jade Phillips returns here for Holton. The serve. Senior night for the Wildcats. Again in 4A this year in all sports except football. To the back right corner, Diller. Back set Delaney. Elfner. Wow. From the front right to the back left. Elfner will serve. A big hit by her. Keeps Hiawatha in it for now. 22-16. Again, Holton had 5 match points that they blew in the first set. Service is turned by Wilson, goes back over the net. Elfner sets this one ahead to the left, and a big hit by Simmons, dug by Miller. Etzel gets it back ahead, and hit across by Wilson. Now Delaney, set, pushed across, and a diving save over the net, kept alive by Etzel. Now a big hit, and Etzel digs another one out. Here's Schuster, a little dink. Hiawatha pops that one up, and it's pushed across by Diller. Phillips in the back row, near the net. Etzel sets. Tapped over by Schuster. What a point.
All right, so now 7 of the next 9 have to go in Hiawatha's favor. They want to take this set of extras. Is it going to be deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra used to say, or will Holton be able to close this one out?
Cora Miller serving. Holton up 23-16. Served near the net, but Delaney gets it. It's pushed across. Hiawatha not getting a lot of spike attempts. Here's Miller, one from deep. Dug out of there by the Redhawks. Delaney sets it over to the left. Simmons tries to tap it, but it's saved by Ashcraft. Hit over the net by Etzel. Now a big spike, but it's into the net off of Sutton Diller's hands. Well, they blew 5 set points in game one. They got about 7 or 8 opportunities here to win game number 2. Set point, 24-16. Miller again serves. Delaney back set. Phillips with the dig. Etzel sets up Ashcraft. Miller keeps it alive. Delaney back to Simmons. Now they get it to the set right side. And Tomlin's blocked by Tipper Wilson. And Holton wins the second game convincingly, 25-16. So for the second time in three matches here tonight, we're going to three sets as Holton and Hiawatha. And that, now, you know, Holton's still kicking themselves a little bit from game one, but have to be thinking, man, we could be on our way out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once I saw that they got that 24th point here in this second set, it's like, there's no way this happens again. There's no way that head coach Bontrager is going to allow that to happen a second time, and they took care of business on the first drive.
Let's take a timeout. We'll step away here for about 90 seconds and then return a decisive set number three, Tolton Hiawatha, Big 7 League Volleyball, continuing next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join GN Bank in Horton this Friday from 11:30 to 1 for a community appreciation free lunch. Swing by our drive-thru where you will find our staff serving a delicious pulled pork lunch that can be enjoyed on the go. We hope to see you Friday the 14th from 11:30 to 1 at GN Bank, 110 East 8th Street in Horton. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Candleland Country.
Welcome back to studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Jared Sleppy. Another great night of volleyball action, passing along a score from elsewhere tonight. The Northeast Kansas League, a ranked team gets beat. Jackson Heights in 1A volleyball knocked off. They were ranked seventh. They lost to JCN in straight sets tonight.
Wow.
Holton will start with the serve here in set number three. And a big hit by Abby Elfner who gives Hiawatha the first point of this third set. Now, what's this one going to come down to, Jerry?
Well, Hiawatha, if they want to have a shot, they got to be in this thing late. They can't let Holton get these large leads down the stretch because we saw what happened. The first set, I mean, with the way Holton's playing tonight, more of a fluke. Pardon the pun.
Hit into the net by Hiawatha, and we're tied 1-1. Of course, all the volleyball scores tomorrow morning on our 7 daily sportscast on KNZA. And also follow them all online at mscsports.net. Gage Phillips serving for Holton. 8-4, he takes it. Delaney sets Elfner, and Abby punches it off the hands of Phillips and out of play. So 2-1, Hiawatha. It's been interesting. I feel like there's been a lot of runs in this Hiawatha-Holton match. Many runs and some bigger runs. We haven't had just a lot of back and forth and close tight, like the big swing. Delaney sets Elfner again, and another big power kill by Abby Elfner. Redhawks up 3-1.
Yeah, start that run early, get up big, try to hold on to that lead. But Elfner, I mean, with the rotation, she's not going to be in there the entire time. Got to take advantage when they have her up front.
Josie Delaney serves. Essel sets up Wilson, and Pippers says, we got a little power punch as well. And it's 3-2 as Cora Miller will serve the libero in her black jersey for the Wildcats tonight. Everyone else is pink except Bryn Williams, the libero in white for Hiawatha. Williams handles the serve for Miller. They get it ahead to Elfner, and nobody home in the middle of the back row for Holton defensively. Hiawatha again is up by two.
And that wasn't even really intended to be a kill shot that time. Just trying to get it over because the pass was a little bit over Elkner's head. Hard to believe that that was the case because Alex Kalish did it.
Set up Welling. Just gets across. Delaney hustles to go get it. And a big hit off of Phillips. Holton somehow keeps it alive. Sends it up into the rafters. And that'll be a point for Hiawatha. It didn't make contact with the goal, but actually clinked on some of the iron here atop the gym. That'll be a point for the Hawks. Elster, great serve. It's an ace as the diving attempt by Phillips goes out into the crowd. 6-2, and a timeout taken. We will step away as well. Good start for Hiawatha in set three. They lead Holton 6-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
This is Kansaland Country.
Welcome back to Holton High School. 6-2, Hiawatha leading here in the third set. Hiawatha won the first game, 28-26. Holton stayed alive with a convincing 25-16 victory in set number two. On the third set, Hiawatha leading out of a Holton timeout, served by Abby Elfner. Miller backing up, able to get it. Etzel sets Llewellyn at the net. No contact made by Hiawatha. Did not go over, so four hits there against Colton.
The game, this reliant on runs, a big point for Hiawatha out of the break could determine the outcome of the next 3 to 4 points.
Fight by Tipper Wilson. She's been one of the most consistent, at least on the front row, for Holton, and a point that the Wildcats desperately needed there. After a 7-2 early lead for the Redhawks, Darcy Ashcraft serves it right into the net. Can't have the airs here at this juncture. Taya Taylor into the back line for Holton. Serve goes over her head. It's just out of bounds. A bit too much on the serve there. Both teams exchange an air.
Yeah, I don't mind being aggressive late in the set if you have a pretty substantial lead, but being this aggressive this early on in a pivotal set, sure both coaches not happy.
JV and freshman matches all finishing up. Look like Holton won that last freshman match against Tabitha. Nice hang time by Rin Dieters to get that one across, and now it's returned by Hiawatha Simmons. Back row spike by Miller, dug out of there by Williams. Delaney sets it. Rush to the net and getting it across to Zanika Reschke. Good job. Didn't know if she was quite going to get there. As Delaney didn't get enough on the set, maybe as she thought and hoped, but good recovery. He's in Hiawatha's lead at 5.
Nice finesse on the top of the net by Reschke. Just dribbled over.
Grace Morey serves. Wellington goes backwards. Wilson brings it ahead and punched over by Cora Miller. Set to the far left. Diller. That's blocked by Holton. And then a lift called as the ball kind of got tangled up with Reschke there.
It had a lot of spin, so it was very difficult. It's just, she was going to hit her arm and kind of rode up on her, and she kind of had to throw it backwards to try to keep it alive.
Welling serves. Maddie backpedaling, able to get it. Now spike dug by Taylor. It went near the net. Touched over. A little help from your sophomore friend as Taylor has Elizabeth Schuster help touch it down. Served by Llewellyn. Delaney sets, big wind-up. Dillard with the kill. Off a diving to Llewellyn and back towards the Holton Pep section, supporting their pink out here tonight. 10-6 now, the Red Hawk lead. Another serve for Reschke. Wilson now, Etzel back sets Dieters. And that's blocked by Abby Elfner there at the net again for the Lady Hawks. Hiawatha just one loss in the Big 7 league, looking to keep pace with Nemaha Central They're at the top of the standing. Tough first hit by Wilson. Ball went over the net. Kept alive for Holton. Nope. They were in the net, actually, there as they kind of got tangled up on the front row. And another timeout, the second one taken by Coach Crystal Bontrager for Holton here in set number three.
Yeah, I think that's a good timeout. And down by six in that pivotal third set. I don't mind that at all. And as of right now, Hiawatha, for the first time today, really has a lot of momentum on their side in terms of having an actual lead, because when they got the momentum in the first set, they had to rally all the way back from seven down to come back into it to force extras. But now, they, for the first time today, have a comfortable lead in the middle of a set.
We'll keep it here. Coach Stephen Morgan had about five words for her girls. I think it was something along the lines of, good job, keep it going. And they were right back out on the court. Of course, a little more intense and in-depth conversation on the far side with Coach Bontrager and the Lady Cats. Four doubled up, 12-6, Hiawatha leading here in set number three. Nika Reschke to serve it for the Red Hawks. So to Timber Wilson in the back row middle. Back set by Edsel. A little dink by Dieters. Popped back up by Diller. Went over the net. Dieters says, thank you. I'll take that. Brent Dieters with the kill. Oh, playing a lot of girls, something they did last year as well. I mean, when you got nine seniors and talented sophomores, juniors, it's tricky, I think, to have that many girls and figure out a rotation and how to maximize the talent on your roster. It was a big kill by Diller.
I would love to see some more plays from her, the senior. You mentioned the Hiawatha team, they have five seniors on their squad coming down to some of their final matches. They don't want to be giving up their second loss in league play here and now.
A bump that went over the net by Timber Wilson. She didn't mean to, but Hiawatha will take it. And the Redhawks lead 14-7. Match tied at one game apiece. Wilson a better pass, but a short set. Ashcraft has to swatted over. Now Elfner gets a whack at it and slams it hard. Another kill for Elfner and the Redhawks. 15-7, the Hiawatha lead.
And what you love to see from Hiawatha is not having to rely too much on Elfner. You know, it's always great when she has her amazing kills and she's fantastic, but getting some reliability up front outside of her is what makes this team so dangerous.
Edsel back set to Miller. Spikes in the back row. Delaney over, and Maddie Simmons has it blocked. There's Ashcraft and Schuster, and a much-needed point for the Wildcats, who are still down by seven. 15-7 was the big lead for Hiawatha here so far in set number three. Hiawatha trying to make it a 2-0 night in this Big 7 League Triangular. Both these teams beat Sabetha. Elfner blocked that time. Well, that's back-to-back stuffed by Schuster, I think. Little help from Wilson and Ashcraft, the other on the front row right now. Gabe Phillips will serve again for Holton. Delaney sets Elfner again, tries to position this one. Hit twice and then over, but they call the lift on that second hit. Diving, unable. Coach Bontrager, not so sure. Big point there.
That's a tough call. I mean, the official said that she used her forearm to kind of lift and bring the ball back, but, I mean, Coach Bontrager saying that he used just one hand. He had one hand to kind of pop it up in the air. I kind of agree with Coach Bontrager. It's a close call, but ended up giving Hiawatha the benefit of the doubt.
Delaney back to serve. Redhawks leading 16-9 here in set number three. Tapped over by Timber Wilson. Now Delaney to the middle. Elfner blocked. Ashcraft keeps it alive. Hit right back over by Wilson. Hit over by Hiawatha. Wilson says, I see a hole. Back right corner, Timber with the two-hand pass, and Holton is down by a half dozen.
That's definitely someone who's been playing this game for a long time. Wilson, a senior, putting it in that spot, despite maybe saying maybe we should hit it on the third try, but seeing the opening and taking advantage of it.
Court Miller's serve might have been going out. Now it's hit by Williams, and that is out as Holton plays off of it. Miller will get another opportunity with the Cats down by five. For his last one, it was going over towards Coach Stephen Morgan here on the right side. This one goes into the net. And now Hiawatha leads 17-11. Williams out. Reschke into the front row. Back to serve goes Abby Elfner for the Redhawks. back set. Ashcraft with an opportunity. That's down in the back right corner. You know, Hiawatha only had three losses all year, Jared, until this past weekend. They actually lost a couple games to Paola, who's at least a 4A school. I think they're 4A, or maybe a bigger 4A, but it was interesting to see how Hiawatha would respond coming into tonight. They saw some good competitions, but they were coming off a couple losses here on Saturday. Maybe that's what the Redhawks needed at this juncture of the season. The season's a pretty good team. Hiawatha will set this one up, unable to put it down as Reschke. Now they'll set it up again, and this time Dillard taps it over. Dillard wants it the back row. Instead, it goes front row to Wilson. Timber, ooh, two Hiawatha players diving at each other there. That looks a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. But talking about there are three games against Paola, I mean, should Hiawatha get past Nemaha Central and make it to state, they're probably going to maybe possibly clash with them in the state tournament process.
Well, that's the problem. It's only one of those teams who's going to get to the state tournament. Yeah, who went sub-state. That's how it was last year. Hiawatha had a great opportunity, they thought, volleyball and basketball to make state after getting shares of league title. Well, gets this across. Nice save by Williams. Delaney, back row. Stiller hits it over. Hiawatha's lead currently four. Here's Timber Wilson, and it's out. The lead is now five. Just a bit too much on Wilson's hit that time. 18-13, Hiawatha leading in game three. Back within four, about as close as Hiawatha's been since they dug themselves a 7-2 deficit early. Timber Wilson from the left front side. Nice dig. And actually, Hiawatha was in the net trying to block that Timber Wilson attack. And it's going to be a point for the Wildcats.
I think that was Diller that time. That was just a little bit too close. And all of a sudden, Holton trying to get back on the right side of things here.
Got nicely by Maddie Simmons. Now Delaney on the pump to the back row, and Williams hits it across. Taylor's there. Edsel sets a clear across. Rendeeters puts it down. Now Holton's within three. Don't count out the Caps yet. 18-15. And it'll be Timber Wilson serving for Holton at a point in which they cannot have any errors. Short serves. Williams, a sliding save. Delaney, a running set. Pushed across by Williams. A freebie. Can Holton take advantage. Miscommunication on the set. Pushed way out of bounds by Flewelling. I don't think Brooke was anticipating that set back to her there in the middle from Edsel. She thought maybe it was going to the outside, and Hiawatha leads by four.
That's just about the worst case scenario. An error after a free ball. You cannot do that. Such a critical set.
Hiawatha's led throughout this third set. There's a little tap, and that's down and in by Annika Reschke. Now 20-15, Hiawatha. Saved off five set points to win game one. Got beat pretty good in set two, but now trying to win it all in set number three. Delaney at the net. Long set over to Diller. Just out. Barely missed the back line on the hit by Sutton Diller. How good is Josie Delaney at setting? I mean, she's like always in motion and kind of jumping on most of her sets. I mean, she makes you look so smooth and easy. With Delaney pushing it up. Diller partially blocked. Cut wide by Kaya Taylor. Punched over by Grace Edsel. And now Delaney sets again, and this one is off the Hiawatha block attempt and out of bounds. 4 points away are the Redhawks from a 2-0 night. In the Big 7, they will have Reschke serving here. Will the Redhawks at 21-16. Hiawatha playing only about seven, sometimes eight girls. Holton using a lot more in the rotation. Back row by Cora Miller. Dug by Reschke. Short set this time. And Elfner in the back right corner. She put it in the pocket, and it's 22-16.
Perfect time to have her come back in the game, down the stretch, make some big plays on both sides of the ball.
Serve again by Reschke. Taylor is there. Edsel sets it up. Elizabeth Schuster is blocked. Hiawatha stays on their side. A nice diving save. Reschke gets it over the net. Now Edsel sets up Dieters, and that one is dug out by Reschke again. On the Hiawatha side from the back row, it's hit over by Simmons. To Cora Miller. Now Edsel back to Miller. Big hit from the back row. Dug out of there by Grace Mooring. Long set across to Diller. That's dug by a sliding Timber Wilson. Here's a hit by Dieters. Kept alive by the Redhawks. And now on the third hit, it's a back bump freebie over the net by Elfner. Miller, Edsel, Dieter's going to try again. Block this time. Elfner stuffs it. And the Redhawks are just 2 points away. Iwata looking for win number 23 on the volleyball season. Hit into the net, pulled out of there by Edsel, and hit across. Holton keeps it alive for a moment. Now Elfner says, not that much longer. Abby Elfner, another kill, and about 8 match points coming now here for the Redhawks. Iwata's looked really good, leading throughout here in set number 3. Edsel sets up Schuster, a little dink, diving save once, but that's it. Kept alive momentarily by Grace Mooring. Holton still needs about 7 straight. Ashcraft back into the front row. Grace Edsel back to serve. 24-17, the second match point for the Redhawks. Mooring, Delaney, set, Elfner, dink, into the net, and that'll do it. 25-17, Hiawatha victorious. It wasn't easy for the Redhawks tonight, Jared, as they beat both Sabetha and Holton in 3 sets. Iwata got their money's worth, but they won them both.
Yeah, and that's how you know this team is great, when you can win some of these gutsy games. I mean, we just talk about it. I mean, it's worth talking about how they came all the way back in the first set, and they were just that close. They were that close to getting swept in this final match, and they come all the way back and win it in 3.
Well, we're going to take one final timeout. We'll be back and wrap it all up for you, recapping the night right after this on your local sports authority, FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is Kansaland Country.
Welcome back one final time. With studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, and Jared Sleppy with you. Entertaining night at Big 7 League Volleyball. In this triangular, it is Hiawatha. Came in as a favorite, and they beat Sabetha 2-1 and beat Hiawatha 2-1. So the Redhawks go 2-0 tonight, running the record of 23-5 on the season, and now 11-1. Is Hiawatha in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha will next be in action in the tournament at Sabetha on Saturday, where they could possibly meet Holton or Sabetha again. Holton goes 1-1 tonight. They started this contest by beating Sabetha 2-0, made pretty quick work of that, 25-17, 25-16, and then losing in 3 sets despite blowing 5 set point opportunities to Nemaha. The first one, Holton came back and won 25-16 to force a third, but it was all Hiawatha in the final set, winning 25-17. So Holton 1-1 on the night. They're now 5-7 in Big 7 League play, and overall they're 13-16. Sabetha goes 0-2 tonight. They dropped from 7-4 to now 7-6 in the Big 7 League, third until we update the Royal Valley record. Sabetha overall now just 17-14, hovering above 500. So that's kind of how things are updated after tonight. Jared, final thoughts from you on a pretty good night of volleyball here.
Yeah, things got a little bit more interesting in the middle of the standings here in the Big 7, as you were talking about, Justin, in terms of Sabetha trying to steal third place. Losing 2 matches here tonight does not help their cause, but Sabetha and Royal Valley will clash in one final time on October the 18th. It'll be just them playing against each other. That's going to be a big pivotal match between those 2 teams.
Well, I appreciate Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer. Busy week of sports, continuing with football locker room chats the next couple evenings at 5:30. Then on Friday, it all starts with the area-wide football preview show, Friday Night Fever at 6 o'clock. Great games. We've got Nemaw Central on 92.1 against Riley County, and we also have the Holt and Hayden state-ranked matchup on 103.9 this Friday night. And to wrap it up for our volleyball coverage tonight, tune in tomorrow for all the area scores, as well as following them live online with our always free website.